नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। So today we'll be discussing Canto 11, Chapter 15, entitled Description of Mystic Yoga Perfections. Text number 35. Sarvasamapi Siddhinam Hetu Patiraham Prabhuho Aham Yogasya Sankhyasya धर्मस्य ब्रह्मवादिनां सर्वासामपि सिद्धीनां हेतुपतिरहं प्रभुः अहं योगस्य सांख्यस्य धर्मस्य ब्रह्मवादिनां सर्वासामपि सिद्धीनां हेतु पतिरहं प्रभुः अहं योगस्य सांख्यस्य धर्मस्य ब्रह्मवादिनां। सर्वासामपि सिद्धीनां अहं प्रभुः अहं योगस्य सांख्यस्य धर्मस्य ब्रह्मवादिनां सर्वासामपि सिद्धीनां हेतुपतिरहं प्रभुः अहं योगस्य सांख्यस्य सर्वासामपि सिद्धीनां हेतुपतिरहं प्रभुः। सर्वासामपि सिद्धीनां हेतुपतिरहं प्रभुः अहं योगस्य सांख्यस्य धर्मस्य ब्रह्मवादिनां। What word meaning? Sarvasam, of all of them. Api, indeed. Siddhinam, of the mystic perfections. Hetuhu, the cause. Patihi, the protector. Aham, I am. Prabhuhu, the Lord. Aham, I. Yogasya, of unalloyed meditation on me. Sankhyasya, of analytical knowledge. Dharmasya, of work executed without personal desire. Brahmavadinam, of the learned community of Vedic teachers. Translation and purport by disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Uddhava, I am the cause, the protector, and the lord of all mystic perfections, of the yoga system, of analytical knowledge, of pure activity, and of the community of learned Vedic teachers. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word yoga here indicates liberation from material life. And Sankhya indicates the meaning, the means of obtaining liberation. Thus, Lord Krishna is not merely the Lord of material yoga perfections, but of the highest liberated perfections as well. One can obtain Sankhya or knowledge leading to liberation by performing pious activities, and Lord Krishna is also the cause, protector, and Lord of such activities, as well as of the learned teachers who instruct ordinary people in the means of piety. In many different ways, Lord Krishna is the real object of meditation and worship for every living entity. Real object of meditation and worship for every living entity. Lord Krishna, through the expansion of his potencies, is everything. And this simple understanding called Krishna consciousness is the supreme perfection of yoga system. Hare Krishna. So, in this chapter, Lord Krishna says that if you meditate me in such certain way, in yoga mishra bhakti, then you will obtain certain mystic results out of that. And the introduction to this verse, Srila Sridhar Swami explains, this verse Krishna explains all different types of mystic yoga, the eight prime and the ten secondary yogas systems, yoga perfections, and all of them how they can be achieved simply by meditating on Krishna in certain way. And at the same time, Krishna warns that these siddhis are antaraya, that means these siddhis will be obstacles in one's advancement or progress in this yoga mishra bhakti path. And finally, this verse, which has now disappeared on the board, it says, Sarvasam api siddhinam, Krishna says, Hetu patiraham prabhu, aham yogasya sankhyasya dharmasya brahmavadinam. So here, Chakravarti Pad, he mentions that Krishna is not only alamban for bhakti, but he is alamban means object of something that has a shelter for a particular process for bhakti, but also that of yoga and jnana. We will try to see that in details. So the reason this verse Krishna speaks that, you are attracted or mesmerized, if you are attracted or mesmerized by different types of perfections, still I am the cause of it, Hetu. Not only cause, I am the protector or maintainer of it, Patihi. And not only that, I am also Swami or Prabhu of those perfections. And the yoga, according to Sridhar Swami here, means moksha. And then Sankhya, tat sadhanam, that means the means to get to that. To perform Sankhya, the step is dharma. And to perform dharma, we need dharma upadeshakas, those who those who give procedures for performing dharma. So those are Brahmavadi Naam. So Krishna step by step says that I am not only the master of yoga, I am the master of its instrument, Sankhya. I am master of instrument of that dharma, and I am also the master of those who preach dharma. So the reason this verse was spoken is to appeal to a living entity that please don't get distracted. That actually I am the source of all mystic siddhis that you are looking for. So don't get attracted by all of these. Get attracted by me. You know, there are two types of practitioners. Let's say two characteristics. One is a dog and one is a lion. Okay. So what does a... if you throw a bone to a dog, suppose a dog is lying down, looking down, and if you throw a bone, or let's say chapati, to a dog, what will dog do? It will salivate. Dog will salivate, and then it will immediately grab that bone, and it will wag its tail, and maybe then look up that who has thrown it, you know, and he'll be happy in that situation. On the other hand, if you go to forest and some lion is lying down, okay, and you throw a bone in front of lion, what will happen? He's suddenly alarmed by your throwing of bone, and then what will happen? Will it grab the bone? No, the lion will look up, and it will see that who has thrown the bone, and he will not pay any attention to the bone thrown. He will just maybe with his paw, he will just slide the bone. He will look up, and he will go grrr, delicious. So the one person who is throwing the bone, lion will be more interested in that. So similarly, there are two types of practitioners. So one type of practitioner, they are happy with the material facilities provided by Krishna, and they are satisfied with that. But the other class, they are not satisfied with, they will be after Krishna. Like, you know, they don't care what facilities Krishna, they will be grateful, of course, but the point of analogy is that they will be, they will find Krishna more delicious than the material facilities provided by Krishna. So therefore, ultimately Krishna is trying to appeal to a soul, conditioned soul, that, you know, if you have me, you have everything. But if you have me, you don't need everything. You'll be satisfied with me only. So I just remember once, so therefore a practitioner has to keep his intent very clear that I want Krishna and nothing else. Once Yugal Kishore Prabhu, he was sharing this very nice analogy. We can picture as this way. Suppose Krishna is a munificent charitable person. Not suppose, actually he is most munificent charitable person, but let's suppose he is standing to give charity, and all the devotees or different types of people, different types of worshippers are standing in line to receive gifts from Krishna. And Krishna, and we are also standing, you are also standing in that line, queue. And first person comes, Krishna asks, what do you want? So he says, I want a good job. Krishna says, here it is, good job. Then next person comes, Krishna asks, what do you want? He says, I want Ferrari. Krishna says, okay, these are the keys, drive safe. Then third person comes, he says, what do you want? He says, I want to go to heavens. He says, this is your flight ticket, be there on time. And then your turn comes, and Krishna asks you, what do you want? Then you say, Krishna Prem. Krishna says, okay, side mein ajao. Come to the side. Then, okay, next person. So then next person comes, And he asks him, what do you want? He says something. And then Krishna gives it to him. Okay, yeah, promotion. Okay, take it. And in between, after 10-15 requests are over, then he again turns to you, whom he has kept aside for some reason. And then he asks you, what do you want? And we say that, we want Krishna Prem. Krishna says, wait. Yeah. okay, take it. Like that. And then he caters to next people in the row, in the line. So the technique here is that the person whom Krishna has told to wait and seemingly not paying attention to his requests, that person has to remain patient. Yeah, because now Krishna, that person is asking something very precious. And that's something very precious, rare thing is not given in public. Yeah. So let the whole queue get over, and then maybe Krishna will cater to. If we stick to that desire, we should not become impatient and say that, okay, mujhe bhi Mercedes chahiye. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrit says, Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya. Prema bhakti nahi den rakhe ne lukaiya. He says that if Krishna can get away by giving away bhukti and mukti, that means sense gratification or liberation, then he can very quickly give it and be settled with that account. But prema bhakti nahi den rakhe ne lukaiya. But he won't give prema bhakti so easily, Krishna prema so easily. But that's what exactly all living entities are supposed to have as their prayojan. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, Rajan Gurur Patiralam Bhavatam Yadunam Daivam Priya Kulapati Kochakinkarova Asteva Angam Bhagavan Paripati Bhagavan Mukundo Bhajatam Mukundo Muktim dadati karhichit smana bhakti yogam. He can very easily give mukti, but he will give bhakti to very chosen people who desire only bhakti. And therefore, Parishad Maharaj, you are so fortunate that Krishna is your family friend, your advisor, your everything. So that's about this. The reason why this verse is spoken, Sarvasam Api Siddhinam, is that one has to get attracted to Krishna and not desire anything else other than pure devotional service, knowing well that we may be far away from that goal, but yet, whether we take a fast local or a slow local, first class compartment or second class compartment, but one should at least go for a ticket which is taking one to right destination, not in the opposite direction. So that's about this. Why? Because this mystic siddhis, in devotional context also we will see what it means for a devotee. But these mystic siddhis, if at all one has access to them, they cause a distraction from a goal. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that only childish people, only the children are attracted to distractions, not the grown up. So, just like that, if parents know that when they are taking their children on a long journey or something, the vendors, they will come with their products, some yo-yo, and they will do it in front of the child. Somebody who is selling soap bubbles, he will blow the bubbles right on the face of the child so that he gets, oh wow, what is that? Something new. Papa, I want that. Mummy, I want that. So they can very easily get attracted, and it's okay when they are children. We can understand that they have natural attraction for something new, something that entices them through ear or through nose or through eyes. But let us suppose somebody who is giving board's exam. And his father is driving him to the exam hall. And he is stopping at the signal. And he sees that soap bubble wala. And he says, "Papa, Papa, I want this soap bubble." So then what will father say? He will say, "Come on, you should be thinking of your board's exam right now. Your consciousness should be fixed on that. You ask how, you know, about your exam, how to write it properly and all those things you should be asking. Not, you know, that you want soap bubble or the yo-yo that." So if somebody is grown up, that is not, being distracted by the distractions is not expected from him. One has to have right kind of attraction, because every living entity has some attractions, some raga. That's why the whole world is running, because every soul has some kind of attraction. And that attraction has to be, the object of that attraction should be Krishna, who is sarvasam api siddhinam hetu, patir aham prabhu. Not because he is, see that just as Rupa Goswami prays that yuvati naam yatha yunav yunam cha yuvatyo yatha manobhi ramate tasmat tadvat manobhi ramatam tvai. Just like young boy takes interest in young girl or other way around, similarly my mind may become attracted to you, Krishna. So how this can happen? So this, we can ponder on this analogy given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Suppose a boy falls in love with some girl, or other way around, girl falls in love with boy. What does the boy do? So first requirement, how does he fall in love? First requirement is there is some innate liking. Some innate liking, you know. Innate tendency to love. Or innate tendency or innate need to love. And parallelly we can see a sadhaka practitioner, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabune Shramanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayude. So this, in a parallel case, for a sadhaka, that software is already there, that desire to love Krishna is already there. So okay, this first thing, criteria is fulfilled. Then what does he do? He has some kind of curiosity in the boy has some curiosity in the girl. So and that curiosity is fanned when he hears more about her or something, you know. So similarly, the soul, when he hears about Krishna, he cultivates a kind of transcendental curiosity about Krishna. Oh, how it must be to become Krishna's devotee. Oh, how it must be to exchange loving exchanges with Krishna. Then what does a boy do? He will remember every small action that girl performs. Maybe, you know, even if she casually looks at him, he takes it as a reciprocation. Yeah. So similarly, a sadhaka, every small details of his practice, he takes it very, he values it a lot, and he keeps pondering on it. Keeps pondering on, oh, today I could chant so nicely, oh, today deities were dressed so beautifully, and so on and so forth. And then what does the boy do? He will spend most of the time in front of the mirror, grooming himself, so that he can impress that girl, okay. So similarly, a sadhaka will spend a lot of time in self-introspection, that, oh, am I humble enough? Oh, are my words kind enough? Am I trying to think of Krishna all the time? So it's like grooming oneself or doing self-analysis or introspection, just like the boy spends in front of mirror, we spend in front of mirror of our mind, let's say. We try to spend that time. So that we appear presentable to Krishna in some way. And then that boy will be very careful not to say some stupid things in front of that girl. Otherwise she will be unimpressed. So similarly, sadhaka won't do any prajalpa, which will drive Krishna away. Right. So it's a parallel between, you know, Yuvati Namyatha, you know, and the affair between soul and Krishna. So, and that's actually the, we can say, that's the natural function of the soul. Otherwise, he is living in a very artificial world. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that we have to be attracted to Krishna in all ways. You know, otherwise, he says this, Vamshi Ganamrita Dhamma Lavanyamrita Janmasthana Yena Dekhe Se Chandavadane Se Nayane Ki Bakaja Paduktara Mandevaja Se Nayane Rahe Ki Karane. Those eyes which are not attracted to Krishna's beauty. Lavanyamrita Janmasthana, which is the birthplace of Krishna's, which is birthplace of all beauty. Vamshi Ganamrita Dhama, and which is the abode from where the beautiful sound vibration of Krishna's sweet flute emanates. So, Yena Dekhe Se Chanda Vadane, that moon, honeymoon like face, those eyes which don't see, Se Nayane Ki Bakaja, what is the use of such eyes? Paduktara Mandevaja. So may thunderbolt fall upon his head. and Senayane Rahe Ki Karana. Why does I stay then? This is Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani. Mahaprabhu is saying. And then he says, Krishnera Madhura Vani Amrutera Tarangini Tara Pravesh Nahaila Shravani. So, Krishnera Madhuravani, Krishna's beautiful sound vibration in terms of Bhagavatam, in terms of Bhagavad Gita. Amrutera Tarangini, it is like waves of nectars. Tara Pravesh Nahiye Shravani. If such beautiful sound vibrations of Krishna don't enter the ears of a person, then kana kadi chidra sama jani hase shravana tara janma haila karana. Then such ears are like hole of a broken conch shell. Prabhupada writes in the translation, hole of a broken conch shell. That means it won't make any sound or it won't do any good. Tara janma haila karana. Again, same thing. So, in the commentary, Prabhupada quotes Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He quotes the entire section of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with Ayur Harati Vaipunsam Uddhamastanchayannasau Tasirutayatkshanam Nita Uttamashloka Vartaya Taro Kimna Jivanti Vastara Kimna Shrasantyuta Nakhadanti Namehanti Kim Grame Pashavapare. All these verses, actually they talk about how if one is not Krishna conscious, he is wasting his life. And do not the trees live? Do not the bellow breathe? And so on and so forth. And then bile bator krama vikramanya. So he says that the ears which don't hear Krishna's sound vibration are like snake holes. And the tongue which does not vibrate Krishna's holy name is like Dardurikeva, the tongue of the croaking toad who is always inviting snake to eat him. And at the end, so the whole point here is, it's a natural function for a soul and it's the perfection of soul to be attracted to Krishna. And if that is not happening, then something is missing. Actually, everything is missing. So since Krishna is the object of attraction, should one be attracted to Krishna in a mechanical yoga way, or one should be attracted to Krishna in a let's say, His Holiness Radhananda Maharaj, in one lecture he said that we are not supposed to be mechanical, we are supposed to be electrical. So I'll just like to narrate one incident. This is Lord Chaitanya in front of Jagannath Ratha Yatra, and he's dancing and chanting, and he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is feeling separation from Krishna, and I'll just locate it. Oh yes, yeah. And this particular incident where Lord Chaitanya is dancing in front of Lord Jagannath and pulling the ratha, just the Ratha Yatra happened a few days back. So what's happening is actually Srimati Radharani, after a long time, she and gopis and other Vrajvasis are going to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna. And she says that iha lokaranya hati ghoda ratadvani taha pushparanya bhrunga pika nadashuni. She says that the way we served you in Vrindavan is not the same way here. Here you are surrounded by all the Kshatriya kings who are, you know, and the elephants and the horses and the chariot, sounds of chariots. So this is not the best place, I think, where we can best serve you. And then she says that that therefore you have to come to Vrindavan. And then these three beautiful verses she says that purve uddhavadware ebe sakshatamare yoga jnane kahila upaya tumi vidagdha krupamaya jana amara hrudaya more eche kahite na yuyaya. Krishna, before that what happened is Krishna sent a sandesh through Uddhava to all the Vrajvasis, gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. And in that, Krishna is saying that, oh, why are you feeling separation from me? Indirectly, I am Paramatma in everyone's heart. So you just meditate on in your heart, the Paramatma who is present in everyone's heart, and you won't feel separation. So then Radharani is kind of chastising Krishna for saying that. She says that chitta kadi toma hete vishay chahe lagaite yatna kari nahi kadi vare. All the yogis are trying to focus on Krishna and we are trying to do the opposite. The yogis are not able to concentrate on you, but we are trying to do the opposite. We are trying to forget you and focus on sense gratification, but we are not able to do that. Tare dhyana shiksha karo loke hasaya mara sthana sana nakara vichar. Come on Krishna, how can you, you know, for such a person, how can you preach this yoga system? Like, you know, you are instructing me to do dhyana. You are just this very ridiculous. Like, you know, it's a kind of joke or something. Why? Because she says, Srimati Radharani says, Nahe Gopi Yogeshwara Pada Kamala Tomara Dhyana Kari Pai Besantosha. Tomar vakya paripati tara madhye kutinati shuni gopir arobade rosha. So she says that we are not yogis to Krishna, but we do meditate on your lotus feet all the time. Yeah. So, and because if you are saying such things like, you know, meditate on Paramatma in your heart through dhyana process, these things really make us angry. Jesus. Why? Because all the Vrajvasis, all the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, whenever Krishna says to them about these things, you know, Kevalara Shuddha Prema Aishwarya Na Jane, Aishwarya Dekhilyo Nija Sambandha Se Mane. Whenever they see anything opulent in Krishna or some supernatural in Krishna, they only consider their own relationship with Krishna as the prominent. And they give some, they attribute that phenomenon to something else other than Krishna being God, yeah, or Supreme Lord. So when Krishna says to gopis that, you know, through that Uddhava Sandesh, that you meditate on me as Paramatma in your heart, you know, through yoga process. So then, what? Because I am Paramatma in everybody's heart. Like, then what gopis say? They say that, oh, this Krishna must be associating with some mental speculator. Like, you know, I don't know where, we don't know where this bad habit you have developed. You are always expositioning. You know, last time when we came to serve you on Sharad Purnima, then you said that you instructed on us on dharma, and now you are instructing us on yoga. It seems to be some bad habit, old bad habit. Bad habits die hard, they say. So they become angry when Krishna instructs them like that. So the whole point is, so yes, we are attracted to Krishna, but in a devotional way, not in an official meditative way, but a devotional meditative way. And not to forget that one is not attracted to anything else other than what Krishna is offering as loving exchange to that devotee. So here we come to another concept here, that Krishna is saying, Sarvasam api siddhinam prabhu, hetu patir aham prabhu. I am the cause, protector, and the maintainer of all yoga system. So here, it should be noted that our Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says that no process actually can yield a substantial result unless it has some mixture of bhakti. Unless there is some mixture of bhakti, karma cannot lead to swarga. Unless there is some mixture of bhakti, jnana cannot lead to liberation. So there has to be, bhakti is the secret sauce in everything, we can say, which make the things work. Even the material quasi-material desires, like liberation. So, this is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, very clearly. He says that, esab sadhanera ati tuchha bal, Krishna bhakti vinataha dite nare phala. So he said, karma, yoga, jnana, these processes yield a very insignificant result. They have insignificant power, and whatever results they give, that is also due to some mixture of bhakti in it. And therefore, Krishna bhakti haya abhidheya pradhana, bhakti mukha nirikshaka, karma jnana yoga, it is mentioned. So, on the other hand, so this concept is, unless there is some amount of bhakti in it, karma cannot lead its results, jnana cannot lead its results, and yoga also cannot lead its results. There has to be some bhakti element in it. So, also, from this one more clarification that we can have here, that one may think that, oh, since Krishna is the object of yoga, of all yoga, is it okay to practice yoga that is targeted at Krishna? Will we get Krishna by that? If let's say somebody is performing dhyana yoga, but he is targeting Krishna, so will he achieve Krishna? That is the question. So the answer is, actually he will obtain Krishna, but not Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, the Krishna of Vrindavan. He is obtained simply by pure devotional processes. So something like that, a big personality is there, and one employee is trying to approach him, please accept me. I can do this job nicely, you know. And then there is another, let's say, a girl who wants to marry that person. She is also writing some application letter, right? So both of them are writing the letter. One is writing official to be officially accepted by that person as employee. So at the end of accepting those proposals, do both of them obtain that same person? Yes, they obtain, the employee obtains that person as employer. But the girl obtains that person as husband. So there is a difference. So a bhakti which, so that yoga ladder process, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, ashtanga yoga. So these processes also lead to Krishna, but a certain aspect of Krishna, like Brahman, Paramatma, like that. Or somebody is approaching Krishna simply through Vedic rituals. He will obtain Krishna as Yajnapati, but not Radhapati. So that is to be understood here. Therefore, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, oh, I am skipping many things, time is running by. So Krishna says that na sadhayati mam yogo, na swadhyayas tapastyago, yatha bhaktir mamorjita. Na sadhayati mam yogo, na dharmam na sankhya uddhava. Na swadhyayas tapastyago, yatha bhaktir mamorjita. So the only way to obtain Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, as we have our philosophy, Aradhya Bhagavan, Vrajeshatanes Taddhama Prindavanam. So then one has to practice the process which is given by Srila Rupa Goswami and in the Parampara by Srila Prabhupada. With that process only one can obtain Krishna. So now I will come to the application part of, you know, how this all relates to our, you can say, practical application of these principles. I will narrate two. So what should be our disposition to those who are yoga practitioners then, one may ask. I will just narrate two anecdotes of Srila Prabhupada and which will throw a lot of light into it. So this is shared by Nanda Kumar Prabhu. He was Prabhupada's personal servant for many years. So, once Prabhupada asked, Prabhupada was on the morning walk and there were some yogis doing their sadhana. And the devotees were laughing at them because they were performing some pranayama or something. And Prabhupada said, don't laugh. They are also in some spiritual practice. And then one devotee started having striking discussion with Prabhupada on that. So yoga is also spiritual practice. So should a devotee also adopt this process? Prabhupada looked at him and he said, not required. Like that. So that is one instance. Few days later, when Nanda Kumar Prabhu himself was doing some pranayam yoga exercise in the morning, he saw Prabhupada coming and he said, oh my God, you know, I don't know what will Prabhupada say. You know, because few days back, Prabhupada has instructed that not required for a devotee. And now what he will say. And during massage time or something, Prabhupada called him, Nanda Kumar Prabhu. And he said that, you know, you should do this exercise every day. It's very good for your health. So we see that two seemingly different instructions, but they are very, very easily harmonized. You know, the first instruction was that one should not perform yoga as a limb of one's practice. One should only perform limbs of devotional service. But the second instruction was, okay, to keep the good health, you know, if it is required to perform yoga, please do that. You know. So that's quite a balanced approach we can see from these two anecdotes of Srila Prabhupada. And at the same time, maintaining a proper respect towards those who are in some different line, maybe suboptimal, but still we respect what the sincerity of their purpose. And finally, I would like to speak about there is no lack of mysticism in Krishna consciousness. That Krishna consciousness is so full of miracles that there is no need to extraneously fantasize mystic siddhis or other things, you know, because Krishna himself is versed in such a miraculous way in the life of a devotee that that there is no need for, you know, he is completely full and completely mesmerized by what Krishna does with a sadhaka. We have many pastimes like that, that if one devotee is ready to take risk for Krishna, then in a miraculous way, in a very mystic way, Krishna reciprocates. Just to increase the loving affection of a devotee towards Krishna. Just like once Yamuna Mataji, she was asked by Srila Prabhupada to raise some funds. There was some altar related activity which required some funds. And Yamuna Mataji had no idea where to get those funds. And she was completely listless, completely depressed actually, that, oh, where do I get such funds? Like, you know, I'm in Bombay, she's coming from New Orleans, and now she is in Bombay, and she knows nobody, and she has to raise the funds. So what she did in the middle of busy Mumbai streets, she started crying. And one person approached her, you know, and he said, "What are you, why are you crying?" So Yamuna Devi explained that, you know, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to raise some funds for this reason that we want to build some altar for our deities. So, I cannot fulfill the order of my Guru Maharaj, therefore I am crying. So that person said, "I will help you out with the funds." That person, I don't know what was the population of Bombay that time, maybe 50 lakhs. But in 50 lakhs of people, one person that met her, that same person, he was someone on the one of the presidents of Mumbai Devi Temple. And he had the power to help her. And he also said that, okay, I will help you. And he helped her with that, raising the funds. So it's all, we can say that if one shows sincerity of purpose and is ready to take some risks, then definitely Krishna reciprocates with him. Even in our daily lives, we can see that reciprocation, whatever we do. If we take some risk for Krishna, we can see that reciprocation. Just like recently some devotees went to Harinam Sankirtan in Ukraine, Niranjan Maharaj was sharing. And it was -5, -10 degrees Celsius temperature. And they went for Nagar Sankirtan. And one person suddenly out of blue appeared and he said, "I want to join you." And he followed them in the temple and like that he started chanting. And 1 week later he revealed that that day he was so depressed that he was considering to commit suicide. And he takes them to the garden and he says, he shows that rope hanging, still hanging on the, hanging from the branch. And then he said that, then I said to God, "Oh God, I am so depressed. This is your last chance to save me. Show me some happy people, you know, somebody who is happy in this world." And he heard loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, "Who are these people?" He didn't know the Mahamantra and he didn't know the words. And he said, "Who are these people? It is -5 degrees Celsius and they are jumping and dancing and chanting. Maybe they know something. There is some happiness in life." And then he followed them. He became a devotee. So these are the everyday miracles that we can see in our lives. Krishna is the sarvasamapi siddhinam. Even when we do book distribution, many devotees share their realizations. Every single one of those who have done book distribution, they have some realizations to share. Raj Govind Prabhu once, I just recently shared that, you know, there was some riot afflicted area or something, where he decided to do book distribution, go ahead and do book distribution. And there was one Muslim driver, he helped him, and both of them together, in that particular sensitive area, they distributed something like more than 10,000 books or something. And that driver, him, you know, also distributed Bhagavad Gita, so although he was a Muslim driver. So these are everyday miracles in our lives, which we can relish, and through that we can appreciate Krishna. And I'll just summarize what we discussed. First, we discussed that how there are two types of practitioners, dog-like and lion-like. Dog will be satisfied with the bone, but lion wants the person who threw the bone. And then we considered how it's natural for a devotee to be attracted to Krishna. And unless one is attracted to Krishna, his life is, he is wasting his life. And then we heard that how we want to get attracted to Krishna in devotional service by not any other method. The abhidhaya is devotional service, the prayojan is Krishna prema, and the sambandha is Krishna. Krishna sadhya, Krishna prapya sambandha bhakti praptyara sadhan. Abhidhaya nama bhakti prema prayojan. So that's what we see, saw. And then we say any other process of approaching Krishna, even if one is approaching Krishna, will not get the same Krishna what a devotee, pure devotional practitioner, sadhaka bhakta, will get Krishna in the form of Vrindavan Krishna, but others will get Krishna in form of Brahman or Paramatma. And then we came to the what should be our attitude towards jnanis and yogis. And so we have to be very sensitive and respectful, because we know that Pandavas respected Durvas Muni, Ambarish Maharaj respected Durvas Muni, and like that. But as far as our own practice is concerned, we have to see, check and balance. And finally, if we take, actually there is no dearth of mysticism in Krishna consciousness. Our everyday life is full of mystic reciprocation from Krishna. So that's what I wanted to share today. Thank you so much. So time is up. Are there any comments, questions by senior devotees? Or all of you are senior, but anyway. Any one question or comment or correction? Yes, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Lord Ramachandra came to this world and he enacted his pastimes like a human being, ordinary human being.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did he try to ward off? How did he try to ward off the evil forces or casted eyes like an ordinary man? Did he exhibit any mystic powers to ward off those casted eyes or evil forces? Or did he, like a human being, did he show an example to?
Yeah, actually, what best serves the purpose? Lord is always the Lord of everything, all the potencies. So, like if Krishna wanted to kill all the Kauravas, it was a, you know, he didn't require Arjuna to, you know, have to convince Arjuna to fight. He can just use his Sudarshan or even just desire, and everything will be. But then, as you mentioned, he performs human pastimes. Why? Bhajate tadrshi krida yashrutva tatpuro bhavet. So that we can relate with Krishna. If he only always comes in the form of Vishwarup, you know, or, you know, universal form, and, you know, only shows opulences, you know, then we won't be that way related to Krishna. We'll be, maybe we will have to develop some awe and reverence, but we won't develop that intimacy with Krishna, or Lord Ram, as you mentioned. So why? Because Krishna performs humanly activities, not human activities. But these are sweeter and more powerful than his super human activities also sometimes. Just like it is mentioned, this Kavi Karanapur mentions that, I don't know whether I remember this verse, Mahesha Shirshadapi Bhumi Madhyam Gateva Ganga Mudamatanoti. Alaukikitopi Laukikiyam Leela Hare Kachana Lobhaniya. He says that Krishna or Lord Ram performs two types of activities, Alaukiki and Laukiki. Alaukiki topi Laukikiyam. So our general intuition says that superhumanly activities must be more attractive than humanly activities. But then Kavi Karanapura refutes this saying that no. Alaukiki topi Laukikiyam Leela Hare Kachana Lobhaniya. Krishna's humanly or Lord Ram's humanly activities are even more, just like he is lamenting where is Sita, like that. So those pastimes are his exchanges with Bharat. Those pastimes are even more attractive than his superhuman pastimes, like building the bridge or killing 14,000 demons in 1 hour, like that. I'll just complete and then you can ask. And so the rest of the analogy is given. Mahesha Shirshad Api Bhumi Madhyam. That means Mother Ganga is very venerable when she is on the head of Lord Shiva. But more, what is more attractive or more relating to us when she comes on the earth? Mahesha Vaktarat Api Bhumi Madhyam Gatopi Ganga Mudamatonati. Because now people can take bath in Ganga and appreciate her and worship her like that. So therefore, yes, Lord sometimes performs, you know, he can perform both types of activities, Laukiki and Alaukiki. But both are for the benefit of, so yes, if he wants to use mystic powers to cast away any evil, or even without that, simply by desiring, Swabhaviki, Jnana Balakriyacha, everything for the Lord is natural. He doesn't have to plan and think that, oh, I will kill this demon this way, that demon that way. No, just he simply desires and his Leela Shakti accomplishes. So I hope now you have something.
So he used to acquire weapons also. That was like human.
Yeah, that's like human. Yeah. And perform. That's sweet also, right?
Of course. Sometimes he used to perform extraordinary activities like Lord Krishna performs mystical.
Yeah, lifting of Govardhan, etc. So. But even Krishna's mystic activities are also to enhance the devotional effect with his devotees.
Yeah. So for devotees, it is Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Yeah. Okay. And everything that Krishna does.
Yeah, that is the pastimes and the holy names.
Whether Laukiki or Alaukiki, both are required.
I have read in the Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes that is an astra for us devotees to.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, that is the ultimate, what is that? Sankirtana Yajne Kare Tara Aradhan Sahita Sumeda Arak Kalihatajan. It says that one who performs Sankirtan Mahamantra, he is really intelligent and others are afflicted by the age of Kali.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ki Jai. Hitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.